In light of World Hearing Day, that was on the 3rd of March, we are going to be talking about the importance of inclusion in children's literature. We will be interviewing social anthropologist Lebogang Masango about the book that she wrote with the director of the Center for Deaf Studies at Wits University, Claudine Storbeck. Mpumi and Jabu's Magical Day is a book that follows two children who meet on a playground and go off on an adventure. One, Mpumi, has magical beads that allow her to fly over the city with her friends. The other is Jabu, a deaf boy looking for friendship, who helps the other children understand deaf culture and South African Sign Language. Welcome to the show, Lebogang. How are you today?
Hi there, Yusra. It's absolutely wonderful to be joining you today. I'm really excited to speak about our book in light of World Hearing Day.
Tell the listeners more about Mpumi and Jabu's Magical Day and where you got your inspiration from.
Mpumi and Jabu's Magical Day is the exciting story of a new friendship between Mpumi, a little hearing girl, and Jabu, a little deaf boy. Mpumi's already been introduced to readers through my first book, Mpumi's Magic Beads. And in this one, with the help of Jabu's mom, the two friends are able to meet for the first time and able to understand each other as they communicate differently. And over time, in a very short period of time, I must say, they become fast friends and they're able to go on various adventures, introduce each other to each other's friends, start communicating all amongst themselves. And what we're hoping to do, what was inspired by the story, is the fact that, you know, friendship can begin in any way among anyone. And just because children have got different abilities and just because some children are deaf doesn't mean that you can't become friends. You can become friends with anyone. It's just about making the effort to communicate with each other.
How long did it take you to write the book and what was the process like?
The book was written quite quickly. It took us a day of sitting together, deciding what the plot would be and just creating the various texts and the dialogue and so on. I'm very fortunate to have worked with Professor Claudine Storbeck because as the director for the Center of Deaf Studies at the University of Witwatersrand, she's an expert in her field. And luckily, she'd also written children's books before. So she had all of these wonderful skills in terms of how to properly represent deaf characters in a book. And I had already written Mpumi's Magic Beads, and I was excited to bring that character that was already established into a new world, into a new scenario. So the process was wonderfully easy. We just sat, we talked, we wrote, and we had the book.
What were some of the challenges you encountered while writing or publishing the book?
Professor Claudine and I were very lucky to have encountered almost no challenges in writing this book. She'd already written about deaf and hearing characters. I'd already written about hearing characters. So we could put it together to create this new, interesting book in children's literature in South Africa where the hearing character and the deaf character were both the lead. So that was really fun. One thing I will say is that in the South African publishing space, it takes some time to get your work translated because, you know, you want to ensure that this kind of work will be read by someone who speaks that language and they'll be able to understand it well, you know. So it took us a little bit of time, but we were able to do that and we were able to translate the book. So it's available in all 11 South African languages and in French from our publisher, New Africa Books.
Why do you think it was important to write this book?
That's a very good question. Professor Claudine and myself were very passionate about writing this book because we both feel that as much as we open books in order to learn new information, learn new things about people and places far away, it's also wonderful to have the experience of reading a book and finding people, situations, places that are familiar to you and that you can relate with. And so in South Africa, while there's still much being done in order to have books that show the multitude of cultures and people and experiences that we have in our country, that work is still being done. the work is not where it could be in terms of representing children with different abilities or children who are living with disabilities, one of those being deafness. And so Professor Claudine is really passionate about ensuring that parents out there who have deaf children in their lives, who are parents to deaf children, who are guardians or family members to deaf children, that they are able to also give them resources in which they can understand and see their own experiences. So her and I are very happy to have been able to contribute to this movement and contribute to the children's literature out there that's aiming to show that difference is special, and that even though we are all different, we're still able to communicate with each other and we're still able to form great friendships.
At RX Radio, we always strive to help kids in all aspects of life. So in light of World Hearing Day that was celebrated on the 3rd of March, please enlighten us on ways we can help children understand the deaf culture and how we can be more involved in deaf culture.
Speaking as someone who's still learning about deaf culture from the work I've done with Professor Claudine, our conversations, and my own interests and searches on the internet, I think that a good way to help children to understand deaf culture is to ensure that they are able to consume content that is respectful of deaf culture. For instance, in the book Mpumi and Jabu's Magical Day, you have the story of a little boy who is deaf. He's also the lead. He's teaching the other characters something about himself, and they have a really good time. So you're able to learn something about deafness from reading the book. But also, when you open to either the first page or the last page, you'll see that it's got a South African sign language guide, so that little readers are able to practice and understand some basic sign language from that. On the very back cover of our book, there's a little logo called Roots Resources. And if you type that in to Google, it'll come up onto a WITS Center for Deaf Studies page. And if you go through it, you'll find all kinds of resources for deaf awareness. You will find activity books, you will find a free little dictionary in there, and you'll find additional children's books that have been authored by Professor Claudine in order for you to be able to read to your children about deaf characters and to speak about what the deaf experience entails and how to be respectful towards people who are different from them. So I think that's a good basic thing to do. And I'm sure that there are also many apps, and perhaps there are also cartoons or animated things out there that children can use to also learn more about deafness.
Is there a message of hope that you'd like to give to the children out there?
One thing that I think is important for every child to know is that you are absolutely special. The world would literally not be the same if you weren't here. So we are very excited that you are alive, that you are thinking, creating, playing, laughing, enjoying yourself, and no matter what you look like, no matter what other people around you have or what they look like, you are an absolute star. And you being here is so exciting. And you have your entire life to become anything that you want to be. And that is a very big deal. You are a very big deal.
Now, let's get a little bit personal. Was it fun collaborating, and what were some of the things you've learned from each other?
I really enjoyed working with Professor Claudine. I had so much fun because it was actually my first time co-authoring a book with someone. So that was a new experience. It was great because she absolutely knows her stuff. She is a professor after all. She's super smart. So I loved the experience of not only writing something with her, but also learning about deaf studies and the kind of work that she does. And she's so passionate about her work. She's so passionate about the people that she advocates for, and she brings that passion into the room each and every single time. So I had a sense that while we were working on this, we were doing work that was incredibly important for the children of South Africa. And so I'm so honored to have had the opportunity to work with her, observe, and just see how fiercely she believes in her work.
Here's just a random question I like to ask some of my guests. If you had a superpower, what would it be and why?
If I had one superpower, I think it would be the ability to clone myself. I always have so much work to do. You know, I have to respond to emails. I have to write my PhD work. I'd like to be watching Netflix as well at the same time. So it would be really great to split myself up into about six of me and be able to do all the things I need to do. It would make my life so much easier.
Do you have any last words or anything else you'd like to add to this interview?
One thing I'd like to add is that every time you buy a copy of Mpumi and Jabu's Magical Day by myself, Lebohang Masango, and Professor Claudine Storbeck, a portion of those proceeds is donated to a very special organization. It's called High Hopes, H-I-H-O-P-S. It's an early intervention program in which families that have a newly born deaf baby are able to be connected to very important resources for them to be able to manage their child's deafness, to be able to communicate, and to be able to continue, you know, being a happy and healthy family altogether, where deafness is not a stumbling block for the family. So please do buy the book, because you'd be contributing to a great cause, but also please do familiarize yourself with the other deaf organizations out there and see how you can help them to continue their work.
Thank you so much, Lebohang, for joining us and talking to us a little bit more about inclusion. As we know, the topic and the theme of the show today is about inclusion and making sure we don't assume things about people's abilities and disabilities. So thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for the interview, Yusra. It was really enjoyable speaking to you about our work on the book, speaking about deaf culture and deaf awareness. And also thank you for highlighting World Hearing Day. It's really important for parents and children to be in the know about people with different abilities and how to all make this world better for everyone.